The Ramchal continues to explain the tefillah of V'chein Tein Pachtecha. As we explained, everything good in the world, in this world, and everything bad, depends on the level of Gilui. How much Hashem reveals Himself, and Hester, how much Hashem hides Himself. If Hashem's presence is revealed, there is Hashra'as Hashchina, and then Klal Yisrael is powerful and rules over the world and isn't subservient to the nations. But if Hashem hides His presence, then the opposite occurs. On Rosh Hashanah, Hashem, as the master of the world, relates to the world in His aspect of king. And therefore, it is the opportune time to daven that He should totally reveal Himself and His rule should reign over the whole world. This would bring the world to its ultimate perfection, the Tikkun HaGomer. And this is the basis of the tefillah of V'chein Tein Pachtecha. It begins during Chazaras HaShatz with the Chazan saying, U'V'chein Yiskadesh Shimcha, meaning that Hashem's presence and His rule should be known in this world and be revealed. And how will that happen? Through strengthening Klal Yisrael, and they demonstrating Hashem's reign. And therefore, it continues, A Yisrael Amecha. The Sefer Bi'uri HaChachma explains that the concept that Hashem relates to the world as king during Rosh Hashanah has a few layers to it. First, Rosh Hashanah was the day that Adam Rishon was created. The world began on the 25th of Elul, and on Rosh Hashanah, Adam was formed. Until that day, there was no being in this physical world who had a neshama who could appreciate and acknowledge Hashem's greatness and accept His rule as God. When Adam was created, he opened his eyes and he perceived a perfect world and was overcome with wonder and with awe. And he said the pasuk which we say in Malchus, Hashem Moloch Geus Lovesh. And it was only at that point that Hashem became a king. As Farm explained, Ein Melech B'loy Am, a king by definition is one who rules over people and rules over people that accept him as a king. Without a nation, you can't be referred to as a king. So likewise, Hashem doesn't receive anything, chas v'shalom, from us, and He doesn't need anything. But the title of king is only because mankind accepts Hashem as God, and us, Klal Yisrael, are, in this case, the ones that accept Hashem as ruler. Thus, on Rosh Hashanah, historically, Hashem became king for the first time. And every year, through our Avodah and Klal Yisrael acknowledging and accepting Hashem as king, that aspect of Hashem's relationship with the world is strengthened. As the Ramchal explains in Derech Hashem, a part we haven't learned yet, the time of year when a certain light was introduced and revealed in the world, such as the power of Chayrus on Pesach, is the time that that light is once again strengthened and revealed some more each year, depending on how much we put into it. So during this time of year, when the light of Malchus, the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gilui as Melech, is reintroduced into the world, is a Zman when we can daven, it's a time that we can daven to Hashem that it should spread throughout the world. And it should dominate everything, and the world should come to its perfection through that recognition of Hashem as King of the world. In addition, if we don't accept it upon ourselves, and that means we don't prepare ourselves to crown Hashem as King, we would be effectively rejecting Hashem, Chas V'Shalom. And the Meiri writes that it's imperative that everyone start thinking and have some hisiris of tshuva during these days. For that reason, he says, otherwise, ein loy chelik beleke Yisrael. Otherwise, you aren't taking part in Hashem being king, and that means you're rejecting it. So that's the hisiris of this concept of a Kodesh Baruch Hu being megala malchusai on the world at this time of year, both historically and current, and that's what we're davening for in V'chein Tein Pachtecha.